Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talks Daf, the Shir, where we talk a Daf lesson a day. In a few minutes here, we're looking at Beitza 30. The Gemara talks about how Rava instituted in Mechuzah, something which they normally carry with exertion on the shoulder. Let them carry with a pitchfork on Yom Tov. The notes point out, it wasn't really a pitchfork, it was a way to rest the material on the head, on the shoulders, in a way that was easier. Something which they normally carry with a pitchfork, let them carry with a pole resting on the shoulders of two people. Something which they normally carry with a pole on the shoulders, let them carry on a handheld pole. Something which they normally carry on a handheld pole, let them spread a kerchief over it. And if it's not possible to do this, it is permitted to carry in the normal manner, for the master said in the aforementioned brisa, if it is not possible to deviate, it is permitted to carry in the normal manner. On Yom Tov and in life, we really need to try to make things easier for other people. If we could get someone to literally shoulder the burden, like the Gemara talks about, someone could come shoulder the burden with you, why should you have to do it alone? Why should you have to feel you're going it alone? That's the whole purpose of having a spouse. Na'ase lo ezer kenegdo. Bereishis is this week's parsha. As we come to the TTD today, na'ase lo Ezer Kenegda. Hashem obviously didn't have anyone create anything with him. He convened with this heavenly tribunal to teach us modesty and humbleness, that you're supposed to literally share your burdens and talk about things with other people. Your Ezer Kenegda is supposed to be your spouse. You're supposed to talk things out, being a sounding board of one of the many things. It's supposed to be a beautiful, utmost friendship, best friendship on earth, to talk things out. Anything that happens, got to tell the wife right away. Got to run by the wife right away. Even a simple little thing, I text my wife right away. You know what this teacher said? You know what this one said? You know what happened today? Ezer Kenegdo. Let your spouse be the one that shoulders your burden. Of course, it's wonderful to have friends and to have good friends and other people out there and family and whatnot, but there's nothing like the Ezer Kenegdo, and it should be a zechus that it's always an Ezer Kenegdo, not someone that's Kenegdo and not someone that's only somewhat of an Ezer, but an Ezer Kenegdo is someone who's with you for the path, for the path of life. Just as the Gemara talks about, you really need things to be shouldered. That's what the purpose of a beautiful relationship, a marriage relationship, where you go through things together, you're in it together. Hopefully, everyone should be zochet to always have shalom bayis. And if you don't have your zivug, you should be zochet to find your zivug. B'mehera v'yameinu, may that be today. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 31 here on the TTD.